So when you, unfortunately, it looks like in the future there will be more need for international courts of some form, mm-hmm. and there will be people in your role, might be you, might be others, who have a very similar, who are in charge of evidence mm-hmm. in an area where the crime was committed. Do you have any recommendations for that person, either in terms of training or maybe in terms of, I don't know, any thoughts that you might have to help someone do their job?
No, this is very difficult because, you know, when you are recruited in the UN system or anywhere else, the project you are doing today, you are carrying it on because you have ideas, you have personal, you know what you are looking for, and maybe if the somebody else that is sitting in your place, the person might not do exactly what the way you are doing it. So if I can give an example, you are a minister somewhere, so minister of culture, minister of defense, and anyhow, because you are there, you do things that you think that. So it's very difficult to say, to tell another person that as a minister of defense or education or agriculture, this is how maybe you should do. Because what I see is that the challenge is very big for the job. The challenge is very big. We have to, the person has to accept what is going on. Try to understand, not only doing your job, but go beyond your job. You have to read too much. You have to listen to people so that you understand well what you are doing. Otherwise, you just be like a puppet. You do this because I asked you to do that. And by understanding what you are doing, you can be productive, more productive than only pretending to do what you are supposed to do. But as I just want to tell you that it's very difficult to say if somebody else was in my place, maybe he will not carry the job with the same, you know, because the person does not have the same value as I have. As I told you, I have Christian values, so which makes me feel very as a unique person, you know. So if somebody without any belief, you know, we just say, okay, that is normal, you can kill everybody, you can do everybody, at the end of the month, you take your check and that's it. I don't know if you follow.
So, do you have anything else that you would... We've already gone beyond 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and I'm very aware of your time is mm-hmm. precious, but is there anything else that you would like to share with us? Thinking about people watching this in the future, any other thoughts?
One thought is coming in my mind. It's the tribunal, I think... overall, there's a lack of education in the region and in the world, because people hear about the tribunal in Africa, if we take Africa for example, but still I think that we are not doing enough to educate people, politicians, you know, to tell them, be careful, anything you do tomorrow or after tomorrow, you might be held responsible of this. The culture of impunity is still like, you know, it's like normal. I am in power, I can do anything I like, and I will not be held responsible. So I think that what I will say at the end is that by seeing this, what your job you are doing now, is to make sure that this project or other projects might help people to say, be careful. Be careful, somebody's watching. Although you don't see, somebody's watching, because you may pay what you are doing today, tomorrow. I think this is what I can add.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.